Terry, first half, well, it was a game one, firstly.
Yeah. No, I think that certainly was the game of two halves, if ever there was a game. And we looked, prior to half time, we'd had several of the boys have had knocks and came into the game. We rested as many as we could, and I'd like to rest a few more if we could have done. We came in at half time 3-0 down, having already taken off Sammy, who really probably shouldn't have started. Hopefully he'll be okay for the Stevenage game. But we had a problem with Ryan Jackson as well, that we knew he had a weak ankle, and he's twisted that again and aggravated that. So I'd just like to say I'm absolutely delighted to get 3 points today. There are really important 3 points, both psychologically. I think that's a massive 3 points for us today, because as much as you say, well, yeah, we were dead in our feet, and we were absolutely knackered out there, the psychology of letting a 3-go lead go wouldn't have been productive for my boys. And to know that they dug in, to know that every time, and I've said this before, every time I dig into that squad, you know, okay, Seb Brown made some marvellous saves today and won us the game. But, you know, I dig in and I get Luke Moore and say, OK, Luke, go and make a difference. And I thought he was magnificent today, Luke Moore. He took his goal well, he made, he created. And even when we're under the caution, normally Luke's one of them you look to take off and think, well, actually, ain't going to win a tracker, ain't going to win a header, ain't going to be any good back there. He was actually keeping the ball for us, and we maybe could have had another goal on a break with a couple of opportunities. And even Danny, when he come on, he needs a rest now. Really pleased with Martin and Wokaji. I thought we held the ball up brilliantly for an hour, and then literally he was 1-on-3 at the end running. So credit to Marcus, their manager, who changed at half time, went very, very cavalier, went 3 at the back and pushed people on and gave us all sorts of problems that we didn't really need, to be honest. We would have liked to have just played that half out and kept possession. They certainly never allowed us to do that. And they come back from 2-0 down against Cambridge the other week, so they're a decent side on a good run, and to beat them after the week we had is really, really pleasing.
It was quite clear that one of the main problems in the second half was the right back situation, losing Sam just before half time and then losing Brian. What's the situation with Sam at the moment?
Sam has just opened up his knee a little bit, and even in the first half, everything was side foot, everything was left foot. But he's going to have some time to rest now, so he'll have a good week to rest. I think we'll be able to put out a fully fit, highly motivated side for Stevenage. Picking the side for Luton is going to be really difficult, because some of the players like Yaxi ain't going to be able to do the Saturday Stevenage and then Tuesday Luton. So again, I'll be asking that question of my squad and saying, okay, you know, we'll dig into it. You know, how deep can I go? And so far, they've always come up trumps.
It's been a great week in terms of FA Cup, the money that the club will make, or have made already. Are you going to be asking for a bit more for any reinforcements?
I'm going to have a chat with the directors this week to try and possibly bolster us up with maybe a loanee this week if I can. But you know, I wouldn't go into what position that is. If we're able to do that, fine. It's my job as a manager to always be on the lookout for players that can make us better, and nothing's changed there. I'll always do that. So we have a scout out actively looking at, you know, cover for all of our positions. And I thought Mark Nwokedi showed that he could certainly do that role of Danny, but I'm a little bit worried about the stress we're putting on Dan at the moment, because even when he come on, he looks a bit tired.
Chris Bush was impressive today. What's the situation with him in regards to the FA Cup next week?
Well, they've given us permission to play Chris, and I went and watched the Aldershot Brentford game, praying that he wasn't going to come on, because he was actually suffering them and didn't come on. And I'd like to thank Brentford for allowing us to do that, and that could be important to us, because Andre's got a nasty knee injury as well.